This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Almacher. Mezzo-soprano Joyce DiDonato was born just outside of Kansas City, but she's not in Kansas anymore. These days, she's globe-trotting the opera and recital circuit. On her latest recording, she's performing live in London's Wigmore Hall, and it sounds like she's clicked her heels and found her way home.
I have a long history with the Wigmore Hall, so it was a bit like coming home in terms of my recital home there, which I love. Having the chance to partner with Tony Pappano, the music director of the Royal Opera House, at the keyboard is something really indescribably inspiring, that he knows how to help shape the phrases to support me in a way that very few people know how to do, and he does it instinctually. It's a double CD, and the first disc is all Italian art song with Rossini, Haydn, and a strange obscure composer named Francesco Santoliquido. And then in the second half, it's American songbook pieces and pieces I've always wanted to sing, some well-known, like My Funny Valentine, Can't Help Loving That Man, and some that are have never really been heard much in modern day.
Rossini's Cinderella has been a signature role for Joyce DiDonato throughout much of her career. The music of this Italian opera composer fits beautifully in her voice. Two art songs by Rossini are featured on this recording, and they really fit the agile voice and fingers of this dynamic duo.
One for sure, La Danza. It requires somebody extraordinary at the keyboard. It's a tarantella, and it's meant to go quite fast and quite limpid, and it's nearly impossible to play. And I thought, okay, if I've got Tony Pappano at the keyboard, let's give him a workout, and let's let the world hear how dexterous he is and how incredible he is at the keyboard. And sure enough, I'm pretty fast at this stuff, and sometimes I'll catch a pianist or conductor off guard about how fast I can sing things. He went like a bat out of hell, and I looked at him and was like, okay, maestro.
On the American Songbook side of this two CD set, one that grabbed my ear is titled Go Little Boat.
Tony was blown away by that as well. I had brought it to him, and he did not know the piece. And that's, I think, if he had to choose a favorite on the second half, it might be that piece. He kept saying, this is like Schubert. It's like a Schubert song, only American style. And he is right. It's a very simple, strophic piece. And Jerome Kern, I'm sorry, there's nobody better as a songwriter.
For Joyce DiDonato, there's no place like Wigmore Hall. It feels like home, so it makes perfect sense that this recital closes out with an enchanting arrangement of Harold Arlen's Over the Rainbow.
There's part of me that just felt like I really needed to get the chance to sing that and to record it. The arrangement, I tell you, it was different every time we did it because Tony was just improvising. I don't remember which take we have that ended up on the disc, but it was a rather magical one.
Joyce and Tony, live at Wigmore Hall. It probably won't surprise you that this new double CD compilation has been nominated for a Grammy Award. The Grammys are handed out on February 15th. And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Almacher.